Okay, good morning, good fach, everybody. I'm sorry, a lot of have taken, but hopefully going forward will be consistent. Okay, we're holding here Perek Yud Ches. Ha'adam, ashu bal chayme vu gashmi, sarech levar le hadovek fi mash adam gashmi, kidei she yikne hayidia kifi ashroi le adam. So in this sentence, be'emes, the morale is saying a tremendous yisod. I mean, off the bat, before he's gone further, we don't get anything unless the input is physical. Let's take a look at a person. We think we have a lot of concepts in our mind, but lemaisa, a child starts life by learning things that are physical realities. A table that he bangs on, a chair that he pushes, food that he slaps around. And the input of data into our person is physical. As we slowly begin to grow and mature, two things happen. We store a lot of physical data in our mind, and we think with pictures. That's one possibility. So a person begins to think, and when the mother tells the child, and there's going to be food, so the whatever the last stuff that he slopped around was, he has images of that, and food is going to be similar to that. That's one. We also begin to abstract things, and the word food sort of becomes a concept or an idea. A child gets hit for doing X, and his brother gets hit for doing Y, and so on. The idea of justice or discipline begins to form as a concept. But the most basic input of reality to us is our physical objects. Anything that's not physical is not real to us. And therefore, if I want to give over something to somebody that's real, I need to have some sort of physical experience of it. A sichliestika kind of avana tfisa is not going to do it. And the reason is because of Bali Choymer. This is one of the reasons why it says lo yirani adam v'choy, that is, it says as long as a person is alive, he can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says Chazal, but after his chiyus, he can. So people get it wrong. They say, okay, you know, as soon as a person dies, he can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as long as we're alive, our input mechanism is one of five senses. And therefore it's impossible to have the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person loses his body and the input is the shamadik, then it's possible to have the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is true to form. A person is a gashmi, and anything that he gets to understand has to be gashmi. V'lekach, k'dei she'yidu akol metzis Hashem Yisparach, in order that everyone understand Hashem Yisparach, osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha'nisim v'neflos ha'osim Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all these nisim v'nefsim, k'ma shivu men ha'kosov, k'dei she'yivoda ha'dova b'r'ois ha'ein ha'gashmi. We need to confirm the truths of Torah through physical experiences. So all of these inyanim are inyanim of physical experiences. Paro hurting us, Paro getting hurt, nisim that happened, so on. They're not proofs as much as experiences that make it real. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim, when he speaks about how come, he's bothered by a question, being that the recurring theme in the Rambam Mor Nevuchim is how terrible Hakshama is and how terrible making HaKadosh Baruch, you know, thinking of HaKadosh Baruch as a gashmi thing of being is, then how come the Torah uses Dibur Torah Lashon Adam? How come the Torah constantly uses terminology that's misleading? Yad Hashem, Charoi Naf Hashem, and on and on and on. Eini Hashem. So the Rambam says, because the vast majority of people, and he also inserts a phrase, and somebody who, and in a person's na'arus, which I assume means anybody when he's young, cannot talk of a God that you can't label a God as being non-substantial. So the only way, if we would say, Rabbi Yisai, we have a concept for you, then a concept means nothing. A concept does not exist. So the first and foremost message to Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. And yes, the Hamoin Am have a possibility to try to put physical features on it, and we have to teach them to stay away from that. But if you wouldn't start with HaKadosh Baruch Hu existing, then you have nothing to talk about. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be something real, and then everything else is going to, that's how he explains Dibur Torah Lashmi Adam, means the language that people will understand the way it should be understood. So here also, our interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be physical, and physical experience, because that's all a human being really a down bottom gets as a metzias. V'chein, kedushas ha-mishkan, l'ma she'edah kol kedushas, oma v'niktash v'chvoidi, baruch hazal dikir v'chvoidi v'chubodai, yandor v'aviyu, she'yasu chet v'yizkade shabayis al yodem. V'loy hoya shalehem habayis, v'um, shehu yisparach shech musach hazeh nidol mekol nimtzoyim, v'zeh kedushas habayis. The frightening sensitivity of the bias that somebody who oversteps one tiny line gets punished is what made the awareness of Kedushas HaBayis to Klal Yisrael. In other words, the Avera may not, it's not that the Avera was so big, possibly, that they deserved Misa, but the bias had to be like it'd be an electric wire, that touching it, you instantly get zapped. That's the only way we could project the kedusha of the bias and the neiros of the bias to people. The kedusha is that even tzaddikim, it's not a question, well, tzaddikim aren't the good and palsy, and they're not shaykh to it. This is a realm that is beyond human, and any stepping over the line where humans can't exist is it does not allow for existence. So it's just like, if I tell people I'm very, very makbid, nobody should come into my house at 9 o'clock the evening, and pay the gemur and so forth. There will be a difference between the people that I don't like or people that I don't have a relationship. To somebody who's a very, very, very close friend of mine and barge at 9 o'clock, I'd be a lot more forgiving. But if there's electric work going on and there are open wires, and I say danger, don't go there because there are open wires, it doesn't make a difference how friendly I am with the person. Whatever the consequences are, they're a metzias. So mekdash them over here. Mekdash bechvoidi was an expression that the realm of kedusha is totally beyond Adam, and it has nothing to do with being friendly or so on. The same thing, the great punishments that happened all were things that brought home the idea that this is a metzias, and starting up with it, it transcends just personal punishment and reward. It has to do a lot with a metzias that is beyond Adam, and if Adam oversteps his boundaries, he has no metzias. That's one point. Now he goes on to describe the concept of Torah Min HaShemayim, the way he understands it, quite different than the normal expression, or the normal we don't take it. Kidava ze hayechet kairach hadasei. This was the chet kairach hadasei. Shei kai from a term in the shemayim when shchiach hakasa. Ulefika hayoinish kairach hadasei shenivlu chaim sheolam. And that's why they were punished with being swallowed up alive. Vizet. So now he's going to explain why this is the fitting punishment. What was the core of the Avera and why is it fitting punishment? Well, the figure of Kadosh Hadassah Nibel Chaim Shoila. Vizet. Ki atoyre hi teres emes. Loi kemoi shara dvarim. Ki im shahim emes. Moim yoima echod ruven hu bebayaseh. Vemes shu bebayas. Mikoma kol nikur dovazesh shuhu emes. Mitzad ki efshe shloye bebayas. Beim shuhu emes. Dovazo bemikra. Mikasha yoima adam ruven ene bebayas hu sheke. Amu sheke bemikra. Be efshe bebayas. Avo ha'emes, she'emes be'etzim, mitoris moishe, she'emes be'etzim, she'koldure mu'chrocha v'yefshe b'inacha. So the Maral explains what is the musig of emes. When we say Torah is emes, so male of the parts of Torah that deal with historical facts, it's possible to say emes, it's possible to say sheker on it. How does emes and sheker describe Birchas Hamazon, Echveis, Hilchas, Kedush, and Egerishin? What is Emes Sheker? Charles says like this. The concept, the word Emes has different shades of meaning. One shade of meaning deals with incidental events that may or may not be true, and it's just a question of how it happened to be. So if I say Chaim is in New York today, he could be and he could not be. So if I say that he's there and he's there, so I'm telling a truth. And if I say he's not there, I'm lying. But that's emes and sheker at something that's a mikra. To say that Chaim is New York when he's not saying a fundamental sheker. It's saying something that is the mikra. We can go a little deeper. We can say this car can go 100 miles an hour. It could be, I saw this car going 100 miles per hour. It could be just this car cannot go 100 miles per hour. And then it's a stronger sheker. But ultimately, the strongest sheker is when I say that this light wave reached me 2 seconds after it left, wherever it left, after it left the sun. Since light, it cannot go quicker than its speed. And nothing goes quicker than speed. And that speed is be'etzim, the limit of speed in this world. Then it's not, it just happened to be that light did not come. That light travels at a certain speed is a fundamental truth that is true essentially. It's not whether or not it happened. The question is, there is no such thing like that. So emes and sheker comes with different gradations. So, the halachas in Torah, I could look at it in two different ways. I could look at halachas of Torah as being wonderful ideals. I can look at it as things that are a good way to live, a nice way to live, a wonderful way to live. But that's not the right way of understanding Torah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world, created it, he gave existence to the world. Yudke Vavke is existence. Existence is at every level. And a world that does not have the Ruchnis of Torah does not exist. It may look like it's existing for a while, but if its Pnimius is non-existent, it will cease to exist. It's just like you can build something that doesn't have the right support structure, you know, from a point of view of physics. You may be able to use it a bit, but it's going to collapse. Because it's the etzim doesn't have what it takes. Torah is the metzias of the world at its ruchnistic level, and it's not just a mikrika emes, like a person can make different arrangements of flowers on the table, and they can all be very nice. And this is the way it has to be. I want to take a parallel, and let's just finish what he says, and then we'll talk a little bit about this. So now he goes back to the point said. The Torah said Aaron's gonna be a Kohen. It wasn't, you know, well, we had it, the Kohen position is open, who do you think would make a good kohen? So one way of saying it would be, I think Aaron would make the best kohen. That's also not true. That's not the way you understand Torah. That was Korach's position, was it could be one of a few people. I'm as good as Aaron. I'm better than Aaron. Or even if I'm a runner-up to Aaron, that's not the way to understand. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu said Aaron is a kohen, that means the only kahuna in the world is Aaron's kahuna. I want to address two contemporary issues with this. I mean, one is, I once heard this, never seen it, but inside, but I heard this a long time ago. I mean, part of it is true. Reb Itzel Aponovitcher had great sympathies for communists. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, life was horrible. People were exploited. The social injustice was terrible. And the communists seemed to produce a vision of a wonderful world. And he had strong sympathies. They treated him with deference. But he said at the end of the day, it's not emes, because one of the four pillars of Shulchan Aruch is Chayshim Mishpat. And they are fundamentally eradicating Chayshim Mishpat. They're claiming Chayshim Mishpat is wrong, be'etzim, that there's no such thing as private property. It can't be. They're violating their etzim, their core shita, as nice as it sounds, goes against something that is fundamental, a fundamental bria of Torah, and therefore it's sheker. And you know, I have it. We know that. So his point was that something else. I want to talk about something else that's current, at least in America, and everybody's American, so it's not. When people speak about the gay movement, so it's considered to be like at the fringes of orthodoxy, the following nonsense is propagated. The etzem maisa is aser. The Torah asked it, and there's no het of it. But everything else, the marriage part of it, there's no issa. To stand on the chuppah with a man and to drink a glass of wine and say l'chaim, you know, long and happy life together, you know, Mr. and Mr. and so on, we can tell them, we don't know what goes on privately, I'm sure you keep halacha, but I'll kopon him, you know, we'll, the marriage itself is the Torah, there's no halacha against it. It's true, there's no halacha against it. There's a parasha in Bereishis that is against it. The parasha in Bereishis says that the bria of chibur, of two people together, of marriage, is zacha nekeva barisa. That's the etzem tzuras adam. Nothing in the world will move that. If a person is an avayin in halacha, he's a bal taiva, and we can deal with it. It's not kfira, it's taiva. Listen, that's every, you know, everyone has his taivas, and that's what it is. When we're talking about somebody being oiker, a fundamental of halacha, the etzem, that is kfira in the worst way possible. Much better when a person is oiker and say, listen, a person is a taiva and so on. And that's avarians. Saying that there's such a metzias of a chibur of zacha and zacha, parallel zacha and keva, is kfir, because the chibur zacha and keva is not a mikra. People decided, they went out shopping, they said, you know, women would make wonderful wives. It's a bria be'etzim. Kadosh Baruch Hu was boyer zacha and keva, as one bria. There's another, somebody else who said something like this. There's Soloveitchik, there was a time, you know, the problem of agunos in the sense of, you know, has not one give us, it's been existing for a long time. And there was a modern Bezdin, or like it was a Rachman, who decided that in there were cases where the reason you can't be mezakeh with the get was, you can't be mezakeh is because l'tovah yisadam levado, it's tav l'meisav tandu, and therefore it's a schus and not a choiv, and so on. They built on the following premise. They said tav l'meisav tandu was true once upon a time when women couldn't earn money, and therefore having a husband support them was very, very, very critical. Today, Baruch Hashem, where women have careers, they have money, they make a lot of money, and so on, there's no Talmud Mei Satandu. And Rav Soloveitchik spoke at a convention, and he said, it's a pasuk in the Torah, Ve'elof Shukosek, and it's built into the Bria, and nothing is going to change that. No, we're not talking about a Chazal appraising a specific situation and saying, well, you know, it must be that it's better. This is a fundamental element of Torah, and therefore it's never going to change. So the understanding of mitzvahs as being, so when an Orthodox person makes the following statement, the halacha is antiquated, but we do not have the power to change it. Now, on a drabbanon, there's a going on the Rabbanan that it's true without the time, but at least perform a person could say on the surface of it, could say that, okay, Rabbanan takanis, takanis are there for a reason. We don't have a way to be mevatel takana, but at least it's we don't have to go around and say that it's true lenetzach. The going does say, but I'll go upon him. I don't think it's part of the fundamental understanding of it. When you're talking about any deraisidika statement, that mitzias is, Torah is not emes because it happens to be emes. It is as emes as physics is. This is the way the Bria was built. And that's why he says, if Aaron was made with Kohen, it wasn't, there were many candidates. It could have been, but he was the best candidate, most fitting candidate. There were no other fitting candidates. None of that is what we're talking about. Over Medr, she brings, Boike v'yoyda Hashem, Amma Moshe, Gvulas Chalakash Baruch Hu Ba'lomad. Yichon Atas Yoyim V'layla, V'oksiv V'yavdol Olukim Bein Or V'choshe, V'chein V'hivdil Aaron L'aktisha Kodesh Kodoshim, V'chein Amma Boike v'yoyda Hashem, Pirish Tovazek, K'moy Boike Shoshanash Oysoy. In other words, the hevdil between Yaakov and others is as fundamental and as essential as So therefore, the metzias of any ruchnistic situation, any ruchnistic chelik of Torah, is as fundamental as the physical world as we understand it. If a person is chaylik on it, if I say I put myself opposite that, I'm not of that. So the punishment, if you wish, or the effect is that you lose your metzias. It's me against the metzias. So against the metzias is non-metzias. If I'm in opposition to metzias, then it's non-metzias. So that I'm saying that I am of those who do not have metzias, whose metzias is in opposition to real metzias. In other words, they disappeared. They weren't punished. It's when something gets swallowed up. The tahaim is like a black hole is the opposite of existence. And therefore, anything gets swallowed up in a black hole leaves nothing behind because they cease to exist. So being swallowed up in Chaim Sha'ola is a cessation of existence. Had they died and then been buried, so when you die, it means you're part of this world, you cease to exist, and then you get buried. So that would not convey the idea that their very existence ceased.
So
That's exactly what Moshe said. Moshe said, if they get punished with any other punishment, no matter how severe or whatever it is, then all it would show is that you can't argue with Moshe. All it would show is that Aaron HaKohen is the best candidate. All it would show is that Korach had bad candidates, that's one covet. Moshe did not want that. Moshe wanted to proof of the atzmius of Torah. Not that Torah is true, but Torah is truth. It's muchach. And therefore, what he was trying to prove was that anything that anybody who is cholik on Torah is a pshat is be'etzem mafkia is mitzias in this world. So the Maral has a very, very interesting take on the side of Torah Shemayim. You know, we learn Torah Shemayim. It happens to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavit, and we didn't add anything, take away anything, and so on. His point is that saying that it conveys a much deeper sense about the truth of Torah. It's not just a question about the authorship of Torah and how valid it is. Torah Mishnah means the same koyach that gives the world existence gives Torah existence, and therefore it's something which not Torah is non-existence. A society that will build itself on non-Torah values will not exist. It's because it doesn't exist. It may take it may take time, because just like the Moshe gave, the person builds a building that doesn't have the appropriate support, it can take a few minutes. But what happens afterwards is not that the building becomes unfit to use, the building collapses. The building has no key, because this building cannot hold 1,000 pounds. So it ceases to exist. Anybody that tries playing around with Torah, because it not the over and the Torah, but they don't subscribe that type of emes to Torah, will cease to exist. That's what the Torah is. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any points, questions, whatever?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
If Aaron was only the best candidate, then he would also be a kohen. So how do I know what the
I'm sorry. If Aaron were the best candidate, what?
If he was Taka only the best candidate, he would also have been the kohen. So how do I know what the causes of it?
He goes on the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdil Aaron, and bechlal, it's more than that. It's one thing, Lamashal. Let's say you have a question: who's going? Melech. So, Shlomo, Adonijo, this and that. There you might say, okay, may the best man win. Aaron is the Sherish of Kahuna. Aaron is not just there was a slot open. He's the Sherish of Kahuna. Him and Banav are Kohanim afterwards. So there you don't have that luxury to say he happened to be a candidate. You couldn't establish Kahuna on things that happen to be suitable.
Is this a Paris and Haman's mistake also?
About Chal Yisrael?
No, it's Muchach. Muchach, because if I am, then I'm Muchach. Then it's
It says that Chal Yisrael, what I just say? Chal Yisrael's Metzias. This is somebody says, let me so very well. Chal Yisrael's Metzias, you know, Klal Yisrael's Metzias is a Metzias HaMuchrachas. And therefore, if he starts, so somebody who happens to fight Klal Yisrael because they happen to have a fight about territory can exist, because he's not chepping with the Atzmus of Klal Yisrael. Amalek was chepping with the Atzmus of Klal Yisrael, that they didn't like the existence of the Etzim, as opposed to other nations where they just were fighting over Eretz Yisrael or whatever it is. So anyone who opposes Klal Yisrael to Atzmus has no Atzmus. Okay.
Is there a clear gather? When do we say, like, Chazal, Prusbul is something that Chazal made it's where do you say that it's a clear Torah together that nobody can change, and where do Chazal have the power of changing? Torah Shabbat
Okay, so Chazal have the ability to add something as a gedder. That itself, the Torah left. The Torah said, "Vasitim mishmeres shmarti." Any time, and this was given to us, but the like the Rambam says, if a person keeps a derabbanan, because muktzes be'etzim chol Shabbos is over bal Taisif. If a person keeps muktzah, because of my weakness, muktzah will lead to it, that's most appropriate. So a person who's over, who keeps, Rambam says, if the Rabbanan were to say, this is what the Torah doesn't want, you know, they would substitute their so let's go back to Marshall with the building. Let's say this building, the pillars and the beams are a way in which it can support 1,000 pounds. So, and if I come along and I say it will not support 800 pounds, I'm saying a sheker, because beams of this size, of this material, can support 1,000 pounds. But let's say I'm an engineer, not a physicist, and I say, Rabbi Isai, theoretically, it'll support 1,000 pounds. But I know that the metal that the guy sends is a little bit not the best metal. And I know that when people tell me they weigh 800 pounds, after a good challenge, they weigh 1,000 pounds. And I know that sometimes they'll take the kid and upstairs. So the only way it's viable is if we limit it to 500 pounds. That's an emissary statement. So the same, if he says we're going to limit it 500 pounds because it can't hold more than 500 pounds, sheker dibur. If he says it's not going to hold more than 500 pounds, emes dibur. That's the Rabbanan and the Raisis. If a person understands the Rabbanans as the Torah says to do things that will make it viable, then it's emes lamitur, and it's a chiyuv, and that itself is the Raisa. If a person substitutes and thinks that this is that this itself is the raisa, it is about taisif.
Back going to what the Rosh Yeshiva said about gay marriage, what does when you know the telling the person is looking in his own mitzias and he's saying, I understand that the mitzias of Torah says this, but the mitzias I see reflected in myself is not like that. Like, what do you do?
Nobody knows what marriage is. The person can say, I like men. That's perfectly legitimate. But that belongs to all time. To say that there is a metzias where I can bond with another person and to form something which is called voya lebasa echad, that doesn't exist. There's no way a person could know that. It's like a teenage kid comes to you with some crazy girl that he's in love with and says, I know for sure this is my match. This is my, you know, and it's the same thing. A person doesn't know. There is no such thing. It will not be. You know, it's people can be friends. People can be together for whatever reason. Marriage is a special chibur that transcends other relationships. And that exists only. I mean, it's hard to... No one's going to tell you because no one knows exactly what that chibur is. Nobody understands it and so on. So, but we have to proclaim and say there is no such thing. Marriage is an unusual chibur. It's not a biological reality. I mean, biological reality is animals mate with whoever comes their way. And Baruch Hashem in America, we're getting there. It's the same where we're following biology. So there is no such thing as marriage by men and women anymore either. It's live-in maids of different types. And that's what it's become. Because there's so then if marriage is living together, then it exists across the board. It's ironic that men and women don't get married, but gays are pushing to recognize their marriage. It's like it's fascinating. But Akhbarim, there is no such mitzvah. We have to marriage is a super mitzvah. It's not a biological reality. It's a reality according to the Bria that transcends physical biology. And that's shaykh only to and to ish v'isha.
So when the building doesn't collapse right away,
yes.
So what's holding the mitzias in the world that's not MS for according to Torah for that time, for the interim time?
Because from the time that Ruchnius moves to becoming to disintegrating, takes some time. You know, when we look today at the conservative reform movements that they're evaporating, it took 100 years in America, 200 years worldwide to evaporate. The reason, if we ask ourselves why they're evaporating, the answer is because they have no teichen. I mean, there's nothing there, it doesn't stand on anything. But for a while, it was nice. It had a pseudo religious look to it. It was kind of very nice, and so on and so forth. It takes time until a spiritual reality, a conceptual reality, transforms itself into the physical reality. That's like the building that's collapsed. As soon as you put the extra stress in it, it's beginning to break. But until every molecule pushes every other molecule out of the way, it takes time until it disintegrates. Okay.
So when scientists claim, so when they claim that being gay is biological, is that shaka according to the Torah review?
No. I mean, it could, for instance, imagine, let's take something very simple. Different people have different levels of taiva. Talking about man to woman. So one person, there isn't a woman that he sees that he doesn't chase. And another woman, another man is kind of, is. That could be biological. And each person, kefis nisyonos, has to work with it. That could be biological. The attraction, physical, the natia to be attracted could be just like, you know, how intense is a person's attractions? How much self-control does he naturally have, and how much does he have to build himself? Those are all could be given. So an attraction to men could be, I don't know, it could be. It does not make it possible to have, it's just like, we say if a person marries a woman and builds a family, he's going to have a very happy life. Chasing many women and having many children from many different women, different situations, doesn't make you happier. It's the opposite. The nature of a person could very well be seen biological. Yes or no, but it could be. The question is, when you're talking about marriage, that it's a realization of a certain matzav, and the sense of echad that a person has with a woman, where it becomes almost second nature to him, and me and her are one. Unless there is something that drives it apart, there's a natural oneness to it. That's something that will not exist. I could be friendly. I could, you know, they may stick together for the rest of their lives, but it's not marriage. And that's something that can't be. Living together physically is not allowed to be. Something called marriage, the kedusha of nisuin, is something that does not apply to it and can't apply to it. So metzius.
By the Dara Mabel, when the mina chayis, when the zkakon shenem minim.
Right.
That was the metzius, or that, what was that exactly?
Yeah, it's just called darkoi. So everything, the mina keneged mina was a certain metzius. The it says andru lemusi balolam. The world today we're insulated from it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put those boundaries in automatic that the world corrects itself and never comes to it. But that's what happened. But in Chanami, those media connected meters are much more than just payback. It's be'etzim. You know, whatever harm you cause in the world, it manifests.
So maybe today it's a metzius, the gay marriage, because the world is corrupted.
It can't become a metzius because it wasn't put into the bria, the metzius. Nisuin is something that has to be put into the metzius.
Yeah, it can't be defined as Nisuin, but maybe the
people live together and they say whatever they want to say that could be done. But we, as Maminim and Torah Min HaShemayim, have to be makir and say that there's no such thing. There is no such thing. You want to do Averis, you can do Averis. You want to live in the same apartment, live in the same apartment. You want to close it, close it up. Marriage is something that a man and a man cannot be married. And they can do Averis, they can live in the same apartment, do whatever they want. They will not be married. I'm sure if people are not politically correct, we'll say also there will not be the type of structure, the type of loyalty and bond that exists in a man and a woman. That's something much harder to prove, much harder to show. But the Munah Torah Shemayim is going to be that.
So you can't label it as Nisuin.
Exactly.
But maybe the people's natures changed.
Because natures can change, but Torah can't change. And the Torah does not have that if you're talking about attraction, yes. But Nisuin is not something that's a built-in nature. It's a built-in fundamental from that comes milamala, not milamata. And if it means that the fundamentals of Torah will always stay. The essential truths of Torah are not cannot change because the Bria does not change. There's no Bria Chadosh in the world, and Bria stays as a Bria. Okay.
I just found it interesting that the Maral is being medame kairach to Nodav and Aviyu, that he had like this chus to be malabin, to be mevar, this Indian of Torah and Hashemayim.
It's very interesting. The Chazal, there's a Chazal on Nodav Aviyu, and it says Chazal Darshan, the Medrash of Darshan, the Pasik Mikra Echad Latzadik LaRasha, and the Medrash leaves it as a question that it's Kilu Nodav Aviyu or Kredish Kadoshim and wonderful people in his nap, they did something wrong, boom. So on and so forth, did something wrong, nothing happened to him. The same thing happened to him. There's sort of a refrain in the Medrash. The Medrash doesn't seem to give an answer to it, that they seem to have suffered the same fate as people that were very different. It's interesting, it echoes almost the same thing, that, you know, their recent. On the other hand, the Maral says Mitzrayim's destruction also echoed this truth. It was a special midah b'Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Neirah of the Migdash, that this effect would happen to anyone that crossed over a red line. Okay, good. Good tevach. I hope Bez Hashem, I hope to be consistent Bez Hashem more. Hopefully next week, I don't see any reason not to.